For this week's Movie Minutes, KUNR entertainment reviewer Robin Hollaberg looks at the Alfred Hitchcock-inspired film, The Woman in the Window.
The Woman in the Window on Netflix makes a connection to Alfred Hitchcock clear in its title and early imagery. Like the Hitchcock classic Rear Window, notice that titular word, the story's lead character stays stuck in an apartment, filling time by voyeuristically watching neighbors and suspecting foul play. The window watcher transforms from Jimmy Stewart in the original to Amy Adams as a woman suffering from agoraphobia. Unable to go outside, she fills her life with people watching and old films, including Rear Window. Clips from various movies influencing the plot show up throughout the movie, including another Hitchcock title, Spellbound. I heard that one coming, recognizing Ingrid Bergman's voice before any images showed up. This means two things. One, I may have spent way too much time in front of a screen. And two, I appreciate Hitchcock. Four of his movie posters surround me as I say this. This background helps me enjoy aspects of Woman in the Window and realize where it goes wrong. On the plus side comes something Hitchcock recognized, the value of a great cast. Julianne Moore, Gary Oldman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Anthony Mackie step in to support lead actress Adams, a performer with a strong track record, including multiple Oscar nominations. As for plot, screenwriter and actor Tracy Letts adapts a bestseller and plays with a proven plot conceit stemming from that compelling Rear Window setup. Not afraid of using elements that previously worked, director Joe Wright shows a flashy knowledge of Hitchcock trivia. Wright dared to remake such classics as Pride and Prejudice and Anna Karenina, demonstrating an ability to freshen tradition. But Hitchcock's success proves elusive. Wright maintains many Hitchcock elements while neglecting to add a key trait, humor. An unabated serious tone means that The Woman in the Window never reaches the master's heights. By coincidence, I pulled the DVD from my library a couple of months ago and rewatched Rear Window. It reminded me how valuable a performer like Thelma Ritter proves, relieving tension at just the right moment with her wry delivery of witty lines. Another influencer, Spellbound, contains many elements found in The Woman in the Window, including an amnesiac character. It also contains a magnetic cast, headed by screen legends Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck, whose charisma helps audience gloss over the story's many convoluted and preposterous events. Outrageous, yes, but more entertaining than Woman in the Window. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollaberg.
Robin Hollaberg is KUNR's entertainment reviewer, author, and former film commissioner for the Nevada Film Office. You can check out all of her reviews at KUNR.org.